Time to hear once again from Michael Lang.
In this review, I'll talk about the Sony MZB-100. I'll also tell you a little bit about its little brother, the MZB-10. And I'll do a little comparison between mini-disc decks and portable recorders. First, here's the table of contents. 1. Introduction. 2. Description of the MZB-100. 3. Recording and playing back with the MZB-100. 4. A word or two about the MZB-10. 5. Mini-disc decks versus portable recorders. 6. Conclusion. 1. Introduction. Since the mid-90s, Sony has produced a couple of mini-disc machines which they call business recorders. While the main purpose of other portable recorders is to record music, the business recorders are built mainly to work with speech material. The first business recorder, for instance, the MZB-3, only had a microphone socket. A line-in was not available. This unit had a mechanical stereo mono switch. When one records in mono, one can put up to 160 minutes of recorded material onto an 80-minute blank mini disc. The B3 was quite a battery monster. With it, one can only record up to 3 hours with 3 AA batteries. However, navigating between tracks is very quick with the B3. It never switches its motor off. As much as I know, there are still quite a few radio journalists who think that the MZB-3 is the best of all of Sony's mini-disc business recorders. All business recorders have a delete button. Most other newer portable mini-disc recorders don't. Another fine feature of the business recorder is their record button. It stays depressed while one records. When the recording is stopped or the batteries are exhausted, the record button jumps out, and this can very well be heard and felt. The business recorders also have a built-in microphone and a built-in speaker. Since they are not built for in the field recording, manual record level control is not available. The business recorders cannot charge rechargeable batteries. They all have speed control, although this feature varies significantly from recorder to recorder. The business recorders are getting smaller and smaller, which in my opinion isn't necessarily a good thing. The speaker of the MZB-3, for instance, is bigger and sounds better than the one of the MZB-100. A foot switch is available for all the business recorders. Unfortunately, one cannot upload stuff from a mini disc recorder to a PC. There are quite a few people who complain about this, but until now, Sony hasn't done anything about it. Here is a short history of the business recorders. After the B3 came the MZB-50. The biggest improvement of this machine, in my opinion, was the missing end search button. The B3 acts like a tape recorder. When one presses record while in the middle of an MD, the B3 replaces the stuff which is on the mini disc with a new recording beginning at the current position. To append stuff on the mini disc, one first has to press end search with the MZB-3. Beginning with the B50, this isn't necessary anymore. When one wants to override, one presses pause while in play mode. then record, and then pause again. If one presses the record button while in stop mode, the recorder creates a new track at the logical end of the mini disc. The successor to the MZB50 is the MZB100. Most significant improvement, LP2 and LP4 recording modes. We'll come to that later. This year, Sony released its newest business recorder, the MZB10. Again, more about this later. 2. Description of the MZB100. The machine feels a bit like a pocket radio. Its metal casing gives it a very robust feel. At the back of the top of the unit, there are two microphones. Between them is the display. In front of the display are 6 keys. They are from left to right: display, play mode, enter, easy search backward, easy search forward, and group. In front of these keys is the built-in speaker. It is quite useful, however, it could sound better. The speaker of the MZB10, which is the same size than the MZB100, sounds significantly better. In front of the speaker are the skip and search backward and the skip and search forward keys, and at the very right, the recording mode button. Nearest to the user, at the top of the unit, are from left to right, stop, play, pause, record, and track mark. On the play key, there is a tactile dot. On the left side of the unit are the microphone and the line-in sockets, the mechanical microphone sensitivity switch, and the sound button. Also on this side is the jog dial with which one moves tracks to other positions and adjusts the playback speed. At the back of the unit, we find the DC input socket. At the right side of the unit is the delete button, the synchronous recording on-off switch — this only works for digital recordings — the voice-activated recording button — this does not work accurately, I never use it — and the mechanical volume dial. On the bottom side of the unit is a difficult-to-find button to set the clock of the unit — I never tried that — and the battery compartment for one AA battery. An AC adapter was not supplied with my MZB100, but the machine has a frequently used AC socket, so that Sony adapters from other devices may work with the MZB100. NetMD is not available on the MZB100. 3. Recording and playing back with the MZB100. The B100 is now on my lap, and in it is a blank mini disc. And an important thing about which one should think before one records is the desired recording mode. With the B100, one can record in standard stereo, mono, LP2, and LP4. LP stands for long play. On an 80-minute mini disc, one can record 80 minutes in standard stereo, 160 in mono, 160 in LP2, and 320 in LP4. So how can one find out which of these recording modes is currently set? When one presses the recording mode button while in record pause mode, the mode is switched from stereo to LP2, to LP4, to mono, to stereo, to LP2, to LP4, to mono, to stereo, and so on. Fortunately, when the mono mode is selected, one can hear this by touching the two built-in microphones while using stereo headphones. When the mono mode is selected, the output from the two microphones is monaural, with all the other recording modes, it is stereo. Therefore, when one uses one recording mode most of the time, using this feature is relatively easy for a blind person. I use LP2 most of the time, so I have now set this recording mode. I will now press the record button on the MZB100. You may have heard a little squeaking noise. After that noise, one can speak. I think it buffers a bit so that one really can speak immediately after the squeaking noise. And I don't know whether you've heard the motor when it came on after the squeaking noise. Now it is relatively quiet. It is actually totally quiet. The motor goes off after a little time when one records to save battery power, but it comes on every so often, so one cannot do noiseless recordings with the MZB100, but when an external microphone is used, this isn't a big problem. It is totally quiet at the moment. The motor is down completely, and I will now stop the recording. I press stop, and you will hear the record button jump out when it jumps out. There you go. So the time between the press of the stop button and the record button popping out is quite significant. This is because the motor has to spin up and write the table of contents. All this is much quicker with the MZB3, but as I said earlier, the B3 needs much more battery power. I will now make a second recording, and as I said, this will be appended. A new track will be made at the end, at the logical end of the mini disc. There's the squeak. Now I can speak. You may hear the motor. Now it gets down a little. It's still audible for me. I will now switch the microphone sensitivity switch to the low position so that you can hear the difference when we play this recording. And I will now switch it back to its high position. This is really totally accessible, of course. And with the Sony mini-disc recorders, I think with all Sony disc recorders, you get a track mark button. Whenever one presses this button, no matter whether one is in play or record mode, a track mark is set. With one exception, the track mark button is also used to delete track marks, in other words, to combine tracks. And this is done by going to a track mark while in play pause mode with a skip forward or skip backward button. And when one is exactly on the track mark, one presses track mark and the track mark is deleted. So now I will set a new track mark, and we will hear this mark when we play the recording. The battery of the B100 became exhausted. I had to change it, and the record button jumped out, so the recording was not lost. It still had enough power to write the table of contents. And that's a feature which I like about the business recorders. You can always hear when the batteries are drained. And that's good. I will now pause the recording by pressing the pause button. Unfortunately, there is no easy way to distinguish the record pause mode from the actual recording mode. And there is also no track mark set
when one pauses a recording and continues it. This is another feature which distinguishes the business recorders from the normal portable recorders. And I like this because when one makes in the field recordings or interviews, one doesn't want new track marks whenever one pauses the recording. I have pressed pause again. The recording is now continued. And I will now set a special track mark. This is another feature which distinguishes the business recorders from the normal portable ones. With special track marks, one can mark important passages of interviews, for instance, and with a certain key combination, one can directly jump to these special track marks. Normal mini-disc recorders just recognize them as conventional mini-disc track marks. I will now press the track mark button for 2 or 3 seconds. This will set a special track mark on the disc, hopefully. At least that's what it does normally. And when I play the recording, I'll show you how to jump to it quickly. Now I will stop this recording. I have pressed stop, and we will now wait until the record button pops out. This time it was a little quicker. So let's listen to these recordings. When one wants to go to the beginning of a mini disc with the MZB100, one can press the play button for 2 seconds or longer while in stop mode. I'll make sure that I'm in stop mode. I will press stop. And now I will press and hold the play button. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You may have heard a little squeaking noise. After that noise, one can speak. I think it buffers a bit, so that one really can speak immediately after the squeaking noise.
Okay, so that's the first recording. And now I will demonstrate how to change the speed. This isn't very flexible on the B100. It's done with a jog dial on the left side of the unit.
Goes off after a little time when one requires to save battery power, but it comes on.
That's the maximum.
Every so often, so one cannot.
Now I can go back to normal speed by just pressing the play button.
But when an external microphone is used, this isn't a big problem.
This doesn't work on this unit.
It is totally quiet at the moment.
Yes, okay, now.
Motor is
go back at the normal speed.
And I will now stop the recording.
Significant pitch change.
I press. There's a squeak. Now I can speak. You may hear the motor. Now it's down a little. It's still audible.
No, it doesn't work with the play button. I have to press the jog dial. That's the quick way to go to the normal speed mode with the B100. And here's how cueing works. I press and hold the back button. There's a little delay. The motor has to come on.
So, whether you've heard.
This works quite reliably with the B100. I like this feature of mini disc recorders with tape decks. One always has to search for machines which can do cue review, but it is on every mini disc recorder I saw. Now let's jump around a little bit. I press stop, then I will press play for 2 or 3 seconds to go to the beginning of the disc.
You may have heard a little squeaking noise. After that noise,
I press forward.
There's the squeak. Now I can speak.
The second recording.
You may. I will set a new track mark.
Okay.
The battery of the B100 exhausted. I will now press the trackmark button for 2 or 3 seconds.
That's the special trackmark.
Set a special trackmark on the disc, hopefully. You may have heard a little squeaking noise.
And we're back at the beginning.
After that noise.
Now, I will try to jump directly to the special track mark. One does this by pressing and holding the voice-activated recording button and simultaneously press the skip-forward button.
The motor, when it came on after the squeaking. I will now press the track mark button for 2 or 3 seconds.
There we go.
This will set a special track mark on the disc, hopefully, at least. That's what it does normally.
Unfortunately, one cannot set special track marks while playing mini discs. One can only set normal track marks while in play mode. One can actually change a special track mark to a normal one and vice versa, but this is done by changing the name of the track. And so it is not accessible for blind people. Now, I will delete the first track of the mini disc. I will stop the MD and press play for a couple of seconds.
You may have heard a little squeaking noise.
I will now press the delete
noise.
Button.
One can speak.
And enter.
There's a squeak, now I can speak.
And it will play the second track, the one after the deleted track, after the track is deleted.
Still audible for me. I will now...
I'll stop it, and I will now erase all tracks, in other words, the whole mini disc. Have you heard the squeak? This signals the end of the talk write. It's actually quite useful. But the motor still spins a bit. But now it's quiet. Okay. To delete the whole mini disc, I have to press stop. And I have to press delete. And enter 3 times. All this has to be done while in stop mode. You may have heard the first squeak. Okay, this signals that the talk write is over and the disc should now be blank. I press play. I press back. I press play. Nothing happens. The disc is empty. The sound button is fine when one uses headphones. It boosts the bass quite significantly. And with this button, one can also switch on a function which Sony calls voice up. This is meant to enhance the clarity of stereo recordings. I don't record conferences in stereo with a B100, so I don't use this feature. By using special track marks, one can record in a hierarchical structure on a mini disc. However, with newer Sony mini-disc recorders, there is another way to do that. One can divide the tracks of a mini-disc into groups. The group function, in my opinion, is a semi-accessible feature of the MZB100. While it is quite easy to create a new group and to jump from group to group, releasing and adding tracks to and from groups only seems to work via the MZB100's menu system. Nevertheless, the group feature may be very useful for people who record several lectures or interviews on one mini disc. One could then make a lot of track marks in one recording session and nevertheless easily jump from one recording session to another. To create a new group, one first activates group mode and immediately after that presses the record button. To activate group mode, one presses and holds the group button, which I'm doing now, 2 seconds or longer. And now I will press the record button. Group 1, first interview. To simplify matters, I will just mention a couple of chapters. Chapter 1, Chapter 2, Chapter 3, Chapter 4. I press track mark. Chapter 5, Chapter 6, Chapter 7. Chapter 8, Chapter 9, Chapter 10. Appendix A, Appendix B, Appendix C. And finally, the index. That's our first group. I will now stop the recording. We have the usual delay. The table of contents is written. And after that, I will briefly control the recording. I press play.
Group 1.
Okay. Now, to create a second group, I will deactivate the group mode and reactivate it again after that. And to make sure that group mode is deactivated, one can just eject the mini disk and reinsert it, which I do now. Alright, now I will activate group mode by pressing and holding the group button. And now I will press record again. Group 2. And to distinguish this group from the first one, I will say paragraph 1, paragraph 2, paragraph 3, paragraph 4. I press track mark. Paragraph 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And finally, the end. I press the stop button. And we now have group 2. That was the record button popping out. Now, when one listens to a mini disc with groups and group mode is activated, one can only listen to the contents of one group if one does not give a special command. I will now press the play button.
Group 2. And to distinguish this group from the first
one, I press the forward button.
I press track mark, paragraph 5.
Again.
9, 10.
Forward.
And finally, the end.
Forward.
Group 2.
So, we are again at the beginning of this group.
I press track mark, paragraph 5.
Now, to go to the other group, one briefly presses the group button and then presses forward or backward.
And finally, the end.
We are at the end of group 2. I will press play again.
Group 2. And to distinguish
now, I will jump to the first group. I press group briefly and then forward.
Group 1, first interview. To simplify matters, I will just...
I press forward.
I press track mark, chapter 5.
Forward.
Chapter 8.
Forward.
Appendix A.
Again.
And finally, the index.
Again.
Group 1.
So we're staying in group 1,
to simplify matters,
and
I will
the only way to get out while group mode is active
one,
is to press
two,
group mode briefly
three,
and then
four,
forward or backward.
Group 2. And to distinguish this group from the first one,
now we are in the other group again. One can also go from group to group by deactivating group mode. To end this section, I'd like to speak a little bit about the easy search buttons of the MZB-100. by pressing one of the two Easy Search buttons, one jumps 1 minute backward or forward in the corresponding direction. This always takes a couple of seconds, 5 or 6 seconds at least, and I don't use this feature very often. 4. A word or two about the MZB10. One could say that the MZB10 is a cheaper version of the MZB100. The B10 has a plastic casing and, as I already mentioned, it has a better sounding speaker. It also has better speed control than the MZB100. And it sounds like this. I press the play button on the B10.
Group 1, first interview. To simplify matters, I will just mention a couple of chapters. Chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4. I press back mark. Chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7. Chapter 8, chapter 9, chapter 10. Appendix A.
That's the maximum speed. I press play.
The index.
We are back at the normal speed.
That's our first group. I will now stop the recording.
That's a great drum and bass sound.
This group from the first,
but I don't think that I would use it for normal listening purposes.
Paragraph 1, paragraph 2, paragraph 3, paragraph 4.
And by pressing the play key,
I press track mark,
I'm back
five,
with normal
six,
speed. So the B10 has great playback speed control. However, it does not have the mechanical microphone sensitivity switch, which the B100 has, and the B10 also does not have a sound button. These functions are available with the recorder, but to access them, one has to use the menu system. Also, the built-in microphone is monaural, so that if one wants to adjust the recording mode, one has to use an external stereo microphone. Because of this features or misfeatures, in my opinion, the MZB100 is the better choice in most situations for blind people. 5. Minidisc decks versus portable recorders. There are some features which, at least until recently, were only available on minidisc decks. One is time machine recording. With that feature, one seems to be able to travel back in time a couple of seconds. So, if one missed the beginning of a song, for instance, one presses the time machine button and the deck starts the recording 6 seconds before one pressed this button. How is that possible? Well, for this to work, the deck has to be in pause mode and it simply buffers the last 6 seconds of the audio signal. Sharp has included this feature on some of its newer portable recorders. One can even choose between several levels of time machine recording with the newer Sharp portable recorders. I think the longest go back time is 30 seconds. If they ever match 100 or 150 years, I will probably buy a Sharp because I'd really, really like to hear my grand-grandparents talk. With some Sony mini-disc decks, one can un-erase mini-discs which one had accidentally erased. This is not an official feature of these mini-disc decks, but it works reliably and is totally doable by a blind person. To unerase a deleted mini-disc, one clones the table of contents of another mini-disc. Another deck-style feature is the timer switch. On a lot of Sony decks, one can switch between start recording when you get power and start playing when you get power. With a timer, it is therefore quite easy to record radio programs, for instance. This switch is mechanical, and therefore the feature is totally accessible. With most mini-disc decks, you get a remote control with a 20 or even 25 key numeric keypad. With this remote control, one can easily jump to certain tracks, no matter how many tracks there are on a minidisc. Finally, on most minidisc decks, there is a thing called rehearsal. This is really very useful. In rehearsal mode, one can move the position of a track mark which one wants to set very precisely. The deck plays the position of the mark again and again, and one can move the position of the track mark on the disc with a jog dial. When one is satisfied, one presses enter. I have recorded a radio program and I would like to set a track mark at the beginning of the next track.
There's a brief pause and then Dwayne comes twanging in on his own and it is just golden, frankly.
I press the jog dial to activate the rehearsal mode. I'm really a bit late, so I turn it to the left to move the track mark position. No. Again, more to the left.
Frankly.
Ah, that was too much. One hears the presenter talk. Bit to the right. A bit ahead. Ah, let's try a bit more to the beginning. No. One hears him talking. Okay. I think that's the best I can get. It plays it again and again. That old Dwayne Eddy track. And I'll set the track mark. So, that's how it works. There are now quite a few Sony portables which also have this great rehearsal feature. As much as I know, the Sony MZN10 does it when one presses and holds the track mark button for 2 seconds or longer. Let's hope that Sony will also include this feature on coming business recorders. 6. Conclusion. I mostly use my MZB100 to record radio programs which I hear via my PC. After recording a show, I can easily play it on my stereo using my minidisc deck, and I don't have to worry about a crashing operating system or a noisy fan. But one can do lots of other things with the MZB100, and as far as I know, it is the most accessible portable minidisc recorder that's on the market at the moment. To buy the MZB100, one can go to www.minidisc.org and click on Gear. They list lots and lots of great minidisc vendors, and Minidisc.org is generally a wonderful site for people who are interested in minidisc stuff. That's it. If you'd like to email me, you can reach me at michael.lang@iscb.de.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again for another Main Menu.